You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
Well, the president tweeting just moments ago that 87 pages are already done in their response to the Bob Mueller report. Not sure how they have 87 pages done for a response, but it is news that he would mention such a thing. 45 out there saying 87 pages already done. They're continuing to do more. Now I'm shifting gears back to the Supreme Court in this conversation about double jeopardy. Because I think if you're a defendant or if you're charged with a crime in one venue, that the government will figure out, especially if you're high profile, well, we prosecute him as a federal crime, but it didn't work, so we're going to take him to state court. I think that's a game. I think it's unfair. I think double jeopardy should apply. My next guest doesn't think so. Professor William Wagner here. William, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be back with you again.
Good to have you here. Now, it's okay that you're wrong about this. I don't mind. And you're welcome to be here and voice that opinion no matter how wrong it may be. At any rate, you say that if I don't like double jeopardy, and I don't, I think if somebody's charged with a crime and the government doesn't like the outcome, that they go shopping for a new charge and they change the words around a little bit or they charge it with a little bit. It's the same thing. And if the person was truly guilty of the first crime or the second crime charge, why weren't they charged in the first place? How about that?
Well, I agree with you completely that there is and has been, especially in the previous administration, abuses of power in regard to improperly charging people. And so I can agree with the emotional pull and the moral pull of this, and in that sense agree with you. But let me appeal to your constitutional core, Steve. Our Constitution creates a federal system of government where we've got a United States government, and then we have separate sovereigns in the 50 states, where the states have sovereignty as well. Well, each of these states have, using their state power, created crimes and offenses, and the federal government, using their power expressly authorized by the Constitution, have created different offenses. And what what the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution says is that no person shall be subject, and let me quote it here, for the same offense to be put twice in jeopardy. And what is happening here is sometimes there is a set of facts that may, you know, depending on the elements of the crime, and elements of a crime or an offense, are it's a matter of due process. The government has to prove each one of these elements of whatever the offense is, whether it's a state offense or whether it's a federal offense. And those are always different elements. So you don't have, my point is, you don't have the same offense. Now, if you and I don't like that the federal government sometimes abuses its power like they did in the previous administration and unfairly pile on somebody with a second
federal crime. That happens
all
the time, and it wasn't just the previous administration. It's all administrations. It happens all the time, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it does.
Well, then again, and if we don't like abuse of power, there's two things I think we can look to, and the Constitution has contemplated this. The first thing is we can change, using Article 5, the people can change, you know, the words for the same offense to say, you know, offense arising out of the same set of facts. And that, you know, handles our moral objection when power is abused. But the founders were brilliant. They also put into the Constitution the pardon power. And under the pardon power, in Article 2, Section 2, the president has the power to grant pardons for offenses.
But that's only at the federal. Now, hold on. That's only at the federal level. So the president pardons Paul Manafort, for example, and the state of New York says, well, we're going to go after Paul Manafort anyway.
Exactly.
There's nothing you can do about it. And that is double jeopardy. And therein lies the problem.
Well, and then my response to that is every state constitution gives the governor the power to, you know, check that kind of abuse of power at the state level. Now, here's the problem. You and I agree that it is morally reprehensible when this power is abused. But we also agree in the rule of law, because you and I have been talking for many years, and I've been listening to your program for years. We care about the rule of law. Well, the rule of law in this particular case is the Constitution, and words matter. You know, and the word is, you know, you can't be tried for the same offense. Well, that means something. It doesn't mean, well, we don't like the fact that they're two different offenses, but today we're going to say that they're the same because we want to fix an unfairness. Well, yeah, there's an unfairness that needs to be fixed, but let's not do it through an unelected judge. An unelected judge shouldn't be able to change the meaning of the Constitution to fix our problem.
I agree with that, but the concern that I have from prosecutors is the prosecutor doesn't like the outcome, so they just shuffle the words around. Well, we didn't win on this charge, so we're going to shuffle it around and we'll go with this charge. I mean, that's the problem.
Well, they're not shuffling the words around, because you're right. That is the problem.
Wait a second. If they're not shuffling the words around, why do they not charge the person initially with the thing they come back as their fail-safe?
Because it's two different governments charging two different offenses. Sometimes it's the state of Michigan, for example, charging, which is the government of Michigan, charging using the state law that the state legislature and state governor put into law. And other times, it's a whole separate government, the federal government, that the United States Congress and the president signed into law. And again, those are two completely different laws, and due process requires the prosecutor to prove two completely different things, you know, in order for the person to be convicted and then be sentenced. And so my problem isn't – I agree with you completely on the moral and the moral issue here where the power is abused. Where you and I, guess, disagree is who should fix the problem. And I don't think a federal judge who's unelected and not politically accountable to the people should change the policy in the Constitution just because I happen to like the change they would make this time.
I guess we'll have to let the people decide.
They're out there all the time doing it in other ways, hurting us.
Yeah, we'll have to let the people decide. We'll leave it right there, Professor William Wagner. Good conversation, as always. Thank you.
As always. Yeah, it was a great day, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. Some final thoughts after this.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.